The Supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord and Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic that we are going to discuss about in this episode is Islam and mental health. Be with us. Things I used to do, and all the pain I put you through. Mama, now I'm here for you. For all the times I made you cry, the days I told you lies. Now it's time for you to rise, for all the things you sacrificed. Today, Friday, is the 9th of Rabiul Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Aban, 1401. Of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of November 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, we'll listen to verses 11 to 13 of chapter Az-Zumar from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Qul inni أمرت أن أعبد الله مخلصا له الدين.
Say, O Muhammad, indeed, I have been commanded to worship Allah, being sincere to Him in religion.
وأمرت لأن أكون أول المسلمين.
And I have been commanded to be the first among you of the Muslims.
قل إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم.
Say, indeed I fear, if I should disobey my Lord, the punishment of a tremendous day.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The noble prophet, peace be upon him and his family, was keen on worshipping God sincerely and carrying out other obligations of his despite the agreement or disagreement of others. It is herein indicated that the noble prophet of Islam is one of the servants of Allah. He is also commanded to fully submit the divine command. His obligations even far exceed others, since he is supposed to be the forerunner in this respect. He neither claimed divinity nor did he deviate the path of sincere servantship, but he took pride in such a state, hence he is the noble. He is the model for all Muslims. During this week and the previous days and episodes of today's special, we look at Islam and mental health, and now the continuation of this discussion. Psychological and spiritual health is a necessary lifelong process that has been extensively discussed in the Islamic intellectual heritage. Gaining awareness into one's psychological and spiritual functioning is necessary in forming a meaningful relationship with Allah and following the mandates of our religion. Our greatest asset to doing so is our own very selves. Just as we strive to work on intellectual and academic development, psycho-spiritual development is all the more important for success in this world and the next. If one knows his mind, one knows his state between him and his Lord. The importance of personal development and refinement of character is established by the prophetic tradition, wherein he said, "I was exclusively sent to perfect good character."
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is your host, Ali, and we are with you with another topic to discuss with each other about the role of faith and iman in improving the quality of life and mental health. As said earlier, we have ni'matan majhulatan, as-sihhat wal-aman. There are two blessings of God that are usually ignored by people. They do not usually think about them unless they find the importance and the necessity of them. As-sihhat wal-aman, that is health, which can also include mental and material and body health and security, social security. In this way, a person is happy at the thought of attaining happiness and at the thought of an ominous future. A tremor falls on his body and he experiences severe anxiety. You see, just with having this in mind that our future is dark, so a sort of anxiety enters our existence. So the role of belief in our mental health has lots of consequences and effects that we enumerated at the very beginning of this discussion and show. But since I think we are approaching the last seconds or minutes of this show, we need to summarize and just to tell you having belief and faith actually will help us to increase our decision-making power and our, let's say, role in social activities. And then our capability and capacity about the concept of death will again increase. Hopefully we shall find some time to talk about these issues in near future till our next show. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Mental health tips from the Quran and Sunnah we'll look at in this part. Practice mindfulness. This is nothing new in Islam. The Prophet was practicing mindfulness in his everyday life by meditating, supplicating, remembering Allah the Almighty through dhikr, pondering, reflecting, contemplating, and remaining silent even in the presence of others when needed. We can see how mindfulness plays an essential role in trying to attain the excellence, perfection, and beautification of our awareness of Allah. By focusing on the present moment in our actions, words, and thoughts, rather than keeping ourselves too busy with regretting our past actions, or lack thereof, or worrying about the future, we are better able to connect with our Creator and feel at peace with our present self. An excellent way to start practicing mindfulness is by being more aware of what we eat and how we eat. Mindfulness in eating is definitely something that is highly emphasized in Islam. Again, we have a question part that starts with a question. Are there Quranic prescriptions for coping and distress? Yes. The Quran uses stories to provide relatability and offers coping strategies to feel better about negativity and distress. The Quran tells the stories of many individuals who experience profound stress and other negative emotions and provides priceless guidance on how we may overcome these emotions. The Quran teaches us that even the greatest of people experience periods of profound distress, grief, or sorrow. We can learn from this that such emotions are a normal part of the human experience. Just as Allah gave us life, He also gave us emotions. Seeking solace by visualizing the promise of eternal happiness is paradise compared with the temporary nature of this life. Striving to remember Allah frequently and engage in dhikr and turning to Allah with our complaints and pains in prayer and supplication are all actions inspired by Quranic guidance.
You know, in the Quran, in chapter number 13 in Surah Ar-Ra'd, verse 28, which unfortunately many people misquote and misunderstand, Allah says the very beautiful following statement. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله الله بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. Those who have believed and become established in belief, and whose hearts find rest and contentment in remembrance of and wholehearted devotion to God. Be aware that it is in the remembrance and of wholehearted devotion to God that hearts find rest and contentment. Merely reciting the verses of the Quran we began with, in which Allah says that it is in the remembrance of God that hearts find the rest, is not the secret antidote to mental health issues. Just as this verse cannot cure people with cardiovascular issues. Number two, that just as the mind and soul are complex and are creations of God, which He Himself has told us that we have very little knowledge of how they function, we need to consult experts on how to deal with mental health issues, medical health experts, and spiritual health experts. Point number three, stress, anxiety, and depression can affect people at various levels. As believers, we need to have a complete, close relationship with God at all times, built not on rituals, but a deep spiritual connection with Him.
Thank you very much, and that was all for today's special. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic. Till then, take care. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and for your information, the holy city of Qom in Iran is indeed the foremost center of diffusion of true Islamic knowledge, with students from all over the world coming to acquire bezels of wisdom. And here is what the Holy Prophet's sixth infallible heir, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, has said regarding the city which is blessed by the holy shrine of his granddaughter, Hazrat Fatima Masumeh, peace be upon her. Indeed, God has a sanctuary, and that is Mecca, the holy Kaaba. The messenger of God, Prophet Muhammad, has a sanctuary, and that is Medina. The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, has a sanctuary, and that is Kufa. And we, the Ahlul Bayt, have a sanctuary, and that is Qom.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. This hadith is about negligence. You know, negligence or ghaflat is one of those Quranic concepts which is very important and pertinent. And the Quran repeatedly mentions this characteristics. It's the source. It's a very significant vice because it leads to other vices. And we only commit other vices when we become negligent and ghafil and in a state of ghaflat. So it's important for us to take this into consideration and look at the signs and distinguishing characteristics of a negligent person. If we see that we have some of these characteristics, then we should realize that, no, okay, now we are in a state of ghaflat. Try to remedy it by remembering Allah and the hereafter. Imam Hassan alayhi salam said, negligence is manifested in the following. It's manifested in the abandonment of the mosque. If you're saying, let's say that there's a mosque close by your home, right, and you never go there to pray, right, or, you know, do ibadat without a good excuse, of course. This is a sign that you are ghafil and you are in a state of ghaflat and negligence. And in continuation, the Imam said, and in your obedience of the corrupt person. If you're obedient and you follow a corrupt person, this is another sign of negligence. It's interesting to note that the wise sage Luqman al-Hakim, he said the following to his son when he was advising him, when he was exhorting him to good. He said, "Oh my son, everything has a distinguishing characteristic by which it is recognized and witnessed. The negligent person has three distinguishing characteristics." Those three distinguishing characteristics are the following. The first is absent-mindedness. This person is absent-minded. He forgets things, important things. The second is amusement. Right? The first is absent-mindedness or sahav. The second is lahav or amusement. You know? Vanity, he does vain things, he busies himself with amusement and things which are purposeless, have no purpose to them. And finally, Luqman said, nisyan or forgetfulness. You know, forgetfulness of God, forgetfulness of the hereafter. These are the signs of a negligent person. What are the effects of negligence? This has also been alluded to in some of the hadiths. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "He who prolongs his negligence hastens his own destruction." And Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "The one who is overcome by negligence, his heart is dead." His heart is dead. It leads to the death of the heart. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at negligence in the words of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. We really welcome you all. Thank you so much for joining us today. And here are again some of the students of Sevier International School, Brother Fawad Haider, Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, and Sayyid Ali Nasir. I really welcome you all. Salaam alaikum, and how are you? Fine?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Alhamdulillah, I'm good. Fawad?
Fine. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Hassan?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Everything all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Ali Nasir? How about you?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Great. Okay, that's great. That's great. So, brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now, today, inshallah, we'll be working on verses number 52 and 53 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So, I want you to stay with us till the end of this session, brothers and sisters who are listening to us. Before we start explaining about this verse and doing the tajweed rules, let's together listen to these two verses. All right. Are you ready to do it together? To practice it together?
Yes.
Yeah, the reading? Oh, that's great. So, brothers and sisters, make sure you have your Quran with you. Turn to page 8 and verse number 52 and also verse number 53 of Surah Al-Baqarah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ثم عفونا عنكم من بعد ذلك لعلكم تشكرون.
ثم عفونا عنكم من بعد ذلك لعلكم تشكرون.
Next ayah.
وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ
وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Thank you. ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ translates to then we excused you after that. Okay, we forgive you. Okay. مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ I will tell you what does مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ مِنْ بَعْدِ what after what. Okay. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ so that you might give thanks or you might be thankful. So, مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ what do you think? What does it mean? It was in the previous ayah. When Prophet Musa alayhi salam went to worshipping God in the mountain, okay, for 40 days, yeah, for 40 days, then in that time, in that period of time, okay, it means the Prophet was not there. Prophet Aaron alayhi salam was there, okay, but they didn't really follow Prophet Aaron, okay. So, the people turned to disbelievers and they started worshipping a young cow.
Yes.
A calf, yes? Then, Allah Almighty says, وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. Yes? You were wrongdoers. So, in this ayah, Allah Almighty says, okay, no problem. We forgive you. Allah Almighty forgive them, okay? Forgive them for being like so... wrongdoers or disbelievers, Allah Almighty forgive them. مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ so that you might be thankful to Allah Almighty. To be thankful to Allah Almighty doesn't mean that we say only, oh, thank you, God, you forgive us. No. To be thankful, one thing I should tell you, this is the important point in this ayah, okay? That Allah Almighty has blessed us with a lot of things, okay? Has bestowed us, bestowed upon us a lot of things, so... if we want to be thankful, there is a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, I think. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, to be thankful for the blessings of Allah Almighty, gratitude or giving thanks to Allah Almighty is this, that you should use His blessings in the best way, in the way that Allah Almighty has appointed. Okay, now if Allah Almighty has given us eyes, our eyes must see the things that Allah Almighty has allowed. If Allah Almighty has bestowed us upon us, like our ears with ears, okay, we have to listen to things that Allah Almighty has allowed us. Okay, if we do just the opposite, it means you are not thankful to Allah Almighty. Beside doing guna, for example, sin, okay, beside doing sin, you have not used the blessings of Allah Almighty in the appropriate way. Alright? So this is an important thing. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ to be thankful to Allah Almighty is to be thankful to the guidance that Allah Almighty has given. Okay? Prophet is there, so he gives you guidance. Make sure you use the guidance in the best way. وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ the next ayah says, when, remember, the time when we gave Musa alayhi salam al-kitab, the Tawrat, okay? And the criterion. You know, Furqan means a book, okay? Or something that distinguishes between wrong and right. That's called Furqan. Farq. That differentiates or distinguishes between wrong and right. That's called Furqan. Alright? Quran, the name of Quran is also Furqan, which distinguishes the right and wrong. All right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Allah Almighty gave him the Tawrat. So, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ so that you might be,
maybe
guided. Right. Guided. You might be guided, okay? So, it means that the book that Allah Almighty sends to the Prophet, that's for the guidance.
Yes.
Okay. So, guys, now... let's go for the Tajweed rules here. And the Tafasir, I mean books you have to refer to for more explanation. Brothers and sisters who are listening to us.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran?
What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's recite the Quran.
The Tajweed rules in these two verses are so simple. No difficult ones, okay? Let's go. Let's see. ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا عَ Pronunciation of عَيْن. Before عَيْن, ثَ. ثَ. ثُمَّ. If you have problem doing this, ثَ, the same as that, you got to bring your tongue out a little, okay? Bite it a little, not too much hard to hurt yourself, okay? ثَ. 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 ثُمَّ. It is the same as the pronunciation of TH in English that we have.
Yeah.
I think. Not the same, exactly the same, but a little. Yes. Okay. Think. Okay. Tha. Thum. Afauna. All right. Ankum. Nun. Nun sakin plus kaf.
Ikhfa. What?
Ikhfa is applied. But yes. I told you that ikhfa in kaf, kaf, sheen, sad, dad, tada, a little different. Now, cough. You have to hide the sound of noon as if the listener understands that the next letter is
cough. Cough.
Ank.
Yes.
Ankum. Ankum. Right? Thumma afauna ankum. Right? Can you repeat? Thumma afauna ankum.
ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ
أحسن. You got to stretch it for two counts, three counts. Okay, إخفاء. Next one. عَنْكُمْ ميم plus ميم. فواد. فواد tells this.
إدغام مثل.
إدغام مثلين. Simple. عَنْكُمْ. All right. Then, مِن بَعْدِ.
إقلاب.
إقلاب. نون ساكين plus با. ما شاء الله. ما شاء الله. ما شاء الله. فواد. He knows everything. Great. Now, Tajweed is just a piece of cake for him. Yeah? He knows all the rules. Okay. Min ba'di nun sakin plus ba. How do you say this, Hussein?
Min ba'di.
Uh-huh, yes.
Nun sakin plus
ba. Iqlab. So, min recite. Ba'di. Min ba'di. Mashallah. Min ba'di. A nasal sound is also produced here.
Yeah.
Min ba'di dhalink. Dhalink. Alright. La'allakum. La'alla. Idgham, but without gunna. La'allam. Lam. Idgham mithlain also. La'allakum. Tashkurun. Right? There is no other point. Easy. And a mad arid lissukun is here also. Tashkurun. Stretch it. Yes? For four counts, five counts. La'allakum tashkurun. It's a natural mad, but you change it to mad arid lissukun. Sukoon here.
So what was the like thing? When we should apply this?
Oh, when we have a natural mat.
Natural mat. When we are
two
ending
counts.
The verse.
Yeah, when we stop there, okay, the verse ends. You can. It's permissible. You can stretch it for more counts, okay?
Uh-huh.
Four counts, five counts. It's called mat arid lisukoon. You stretch the sound because of stopping here.
Mm-hmm.
Next ayah, وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ. But if you start, if you connect them, مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ. Okay.
Yes.
One rule is here. I told you, whenever you have mad letters, alif mad, like مُوسَى, wow mad,
and ya
like
mad.
Ooh, for example.
Ya
wow mad. Ya mad, sorry. Ya mad, like feel kitab. So here, we have mad letters. We need to stretch the sound for two counts. Then, the next word has a starts with a hamzatul wasl. So if we have this case, we do not prolong the sound of mad letters. We change them to simple or short sound. Right? Musa. Instead of Musa, you say Musa. And join it to the next word. Musal kitab.
So wow, there is
no
here
long
is a mad.
Huh?
Here is a wow mad.
No, ya mad.
Ya mad.
Sorry, alif mad. It's alif maqsura. Musa, alif maqsura. Okay? So alif maqsura. The mad is changed to a short vowel sound, fatha. Musal kitab. Do not say, wa idh atayna musal kitab. This al kitab.
So here, al-kitab. Waw should not be prolonged?
Waw, we don't have waw, yeah. We have alif mad, sorry.
Before seen.
Oh, Musa, that one is prolonged. I mean that sa, that alif mad. Okay? That's waw mad. Musa, I was wondering, there is no waw here, Musa. Sa, there is no waw.
Someone did not prolong.
Okay. Musa al-kitaba wal-furqana furqana ra. There is a dhamma sound before. It's also pronounced with a heavy sound. Furqana wal, again. Al-furqan, if you do not say that waw. If you start from furqan.
Yeah.
And wal-furqan, you skip hamzatul wasl.
Yes.
لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ
I have a question.
Yeah.
Can you stop on kitab?
وَإِذَا أَتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ There is no sign of stopping, so it's better not to stop. But even if you stop...
So if you're starting from Furqan, can you say you should start from waw?
It's better to start from waw. Okay? Because if you say الْفُرْقَانَ, the meaning changes. What? Because الْفُرْقَانَ is the object of atayna, okay, and according to grammar, okay, so you gotta kind of put them together, yes. Read them together, okay, do not separate them. So that's all about these two verses. A short explanation was given. Make sure you refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, interpretations, and the Tajweed rules. Listen to us again, inshallah, okay, practice. That's all. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. And if you have any question, nothing,
no.
Okay. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International School. We'll be here with you, inshallah. Thank you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International School. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when he sleeps and when he wakes up, the first thing he does is that he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So before he sleeps, he remembers Allah. And when he wakes up, he also remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A hadith from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. He says, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِمَا كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولْ إِذَا أَوَى إِلَى فِرَاشِهِ. Do you want me to tell you what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi used to say before he goes to bed? قُلْتُ بَلَى. The narrator says, I said, yeah, of course, I want to know what the Prophet used to say so I can do. He says, كَانَ يَقْرَأُ آيَةُ الْكُرْسِي. the Ayah of Kursi, verse 55 of Surah Al-Baqarah, he would recite that. ويقول بسم الله آمنت بالله وكفرت بالطاغوت. So, in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I believed in Allah and I have rejected the ta'ghut, the oppressors. Allahumma ihfazni fi manami. Oh Allah, protect me in my sleep. Wa fi yaqdati, and when I wake up. This is the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ayah. Very simple, very easy. We all can do it, just like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Reciting verse of the Kursi will take you literally under a minute, maybe 30 seconds to recite verse of Al-Kursi. And that dua, O Allah, in you I believed and I rejected and I committed blasphemy in all the oppressors. O Allah, protect me in my sleep and in my waking up. Simple and easy. Also, it was narrated that from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, كان إذا رأه شيء في منامه. So the Prophet would sleep, and if he has a bad dream, he would wake up and he would say, هو الله الذي لا شريك له. He would say, he is Allah, the one that has no partner. And when he wakes up for salah, he says, الحمد لله نور السماوات والأرض walhamdulillah qayyum as-samawati wal-ard. So he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the light of the heavens and the earth. And glory be to Allah, the sustainer and maintainer of the heavens and earth. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do more supplication. And then he would brush his teeth just before he does his wudu. And then he does his wudu. So always our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his number one priority before waking up, during sleep, after sleep, before sleep, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to be like him as well. Now, we don't have to recite the same dua that the Prophet did, which is preferred, but any dua you supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do that job. Let us take a short break and then we will come back right after.
You came to me in that hour of need, when I was so lost, so lonely. You came to me, took my breath away, showed me the right way, the way to lead. You filled my heart with love, showed me the love. Now all I want is to be with you.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa ala Habibika Nabika Mustafa.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We have a hadith from Al-Imam Ali ibn Muhammad ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi as-salam. He says, Lana ahlul bayt inda nawmina ashr khisal. We, the household, which includes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, there are 10 things about us, 10 virtues about us when it comes to sleep, or 10 things that we do when it comes to sleeping. One, at-tahara, is that we sleep in the state of purification. So meaning that the Imam alayhi salam, or all the Imams, before they go to bed, they would perform wudu. Constantly, the Imams alayhi salam are on wudu. But especially when it comes to bed, they have to do wudu. This is something that I and you can do and should do. Because the hadith that says if anyone dies in his sleep while he's on wudu, he dies as a shaheed. So it's very easy, and I don't know if I'm going to wake up or not. And another hadith that says whoever sleeps while he's on wudu, then he would be considered to be a abid instead of ibadah, in a state of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just for doing wudu. So you can't wake up for Salatul Layl, you find it hard to do, by all means, do wudu before you sleep, and you'll be counted and considered to be as someone who spent the entire night in ibadah. That is the first thing that the Ahl Bayt do. Then the Imam says, وَتَوْسِيدُ الْيَمِينَ. When we sleep on our right. So the prophets, they sleep on their backs. The Imams and the believers, they sleep on their right. وَتَسْبِيحُ اللَّهِ 33. And to say Subhanallah 33 times. وَتَحْمِيدُهُ 33. And to say Alhamdulillah 33 times. وَتَكْبِيرُهُ 34. And to say Allahu Akbar 34 times. And this is what we call Tasbihu Zahra alayha as-salam. He says this is one of the virtues of the Imam. So before they sleep, they have to sleep on Tahara. They perform Tasbihu Zahra alayhi as-salam. وَنَسْتَقْبِلَ الْقِبْلَةَ بِوُجُوهِنَا. And we make our faces face the Qibla. So they sleep in a way where his face, not his body, his face is facing the Qibla when he sleeps on his right. And then he says, وَنَقْرَأُ الْفَاتِحَةُ الْكِتَابِ. And we read Surah Al-Hamd, وَآيَةُ الْكُرْسِي, وَنَشْهَدُ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. And we bear witness to Allah that there is no one except Him. And then the Imam says, فَمَنْ فَعْلَ ذَلِكَ. Whoever does this, فَقَدْ أَخَذَ بِحَظِّهِ مِنْ لَيْلَتَهِ. Then he would take all the benefits that he can get from this night. So, let's recap on that. Wudu, تسبيح الزهراء, facing the Qibla, reading Alhamd, and reading verse of Al-Kursi, and saying, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, or there is no God except Him. And then a person goes to sleep. So basically, these are the things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to do. And we have to be like him. We will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah,
comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Quran Quest, yes please. Quran Quest, answering your Quranic questions.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we study the Quran to learn from it. And to help us with that, we have, as always, our wonderful brother Habib. Brother Habib, salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for sharing your time with us.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much. My time is yours, Hussein. My time is for the people. Inshallah ta'ala, at your service, ya Habib.
So we are studying the chapters of the Quran one by one with Brother Habib. We're on chapter 76, and we've gone all the way to verse 13. Let's listen to these verses, and we will be back just after the break. Don't go away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeeb. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
متكئين فيها على الأرائك لا يرون فيها شمسا.
They will be reclining therein on adorned couches. They will not see therein any burning sun or freezing cold. And near above them are its shades, and its fruit to be picked will be lowered in compliance.
وَيُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِآنِيَةٍ مِّن فِضَّةٍ وَأَكْوَابٍ كَانَتْ قَوَارِيرَا.
And there will be circulated among them vessels of silver, and cups having been created clear as glass.
قوارير من فضة قدروها تقديرا.
Clear glasses made from silver, of which they have determined the measure.
ويسقون